The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Happy to be here with you and spent the morning doing a nice hike up in the hills around here and came home for breakfast, and now I'm sitting here very contentedly and happily to be sharing this with you, practicing with you, meditating, sharing the Dharma. Thank you for being here, being part of it. So one of the contributions, one of the emphases of the Buddha is the cultivation, development, recognition, valuing our inner life. That we have an inner life, or a quality of our inner life, quality of our inner sense of being, that can be cultivated and enhanced and developed. And that we are the caretakers of our inner well-being, caretakers of the quality of what's within us, state of mind, state of heart, our inner state. And meditation is one of those ways to be a caretaker for ourselves, caretaker for the quality, the characteristic, the care for what's within, our potential. So, to sit upright, either literally or metaphorically, sit upright, and to adjust your posture as if you're making room, space, for your inner life, for what's in your torso, your mind, your heart, the quality of your inner life, to have lots of space and room. So you might twist a little bit, side to side, sway back and forth, all with the idea of kind of opening up and getting into it and kind of working your way into your body, finding your way in, like you're wiggling into maybe a tight pair of clothes or something, but you're kind of settling and opening and stretching, so that what's in you, maybe in your torso, in your heart, has more room or is stretched or opened. And so then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And I associate the inner life, the quality of it, so much with what's in the torso, in the area around the heart perhaps, the chest. So to take some deep breaths in that part of your body, so the chest expands, the rib cages separate a bit. And there's a lifting of the shoulders. And then the long exhale. Just long enough to get a sense of release and letting go. And of settling in. There's the expression in English of having breathing room. To take a few long, deep breaths, expanding the breathing room in your torso, in your rib cage. And then let it all go as you exhale. Settle down. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as I often encourage, you might look through your body to see if you can relax. But not only to relax the muscles of your body, but also as you relax, Perhaps there can be a gentle settling in, turning inward to wherever your inner life, your inner sensibility, the inner center of your feelings, emotions, aliveness is found. Relaxing the muscles of the face. And relaxing the muscles of your shoulders. If they don't relax, maybe a softening in that part of your body. And a settling into your inner being. Perhaps a relaxing of the chest. And as you relax, a further settling inward. And softening the belly. Sometimes relaxing the belly, it lets the diaphragm and even the chest settle further downward. And then turning your attention inward. And what do you find there inwardly? What's the quality of your being, quality of being alive for you now? And at the most simple level, turning inward to see how you are overall, is it more on the pleasant side of things or more on the unpleasant? Comfortable or uncomfortable? Both are fine, but keep it that simple so you don't have to analyze it or figure it out, do much about it. But allow yourself to feel just the simplicity of pleasant or unpleasant, comfortable or uncomfortable. And then within all that, maybe at the center of it, or to become aware of your body breathing. Perhaps as if breathing is the beginning of all things. And as the inhale expands, it stretches and expands and touches all areas of your inner life, giving it breathing room. And as you exhale, releasing, letting go of any holding there might be, letting go of your thoughts, and letting go into the inner breathing, the breathing within, settling, letting go here. in letting go of thinking, it might be possible to also shift the center of locus, center of being, from thinking to the sense of inner life that's available in the torso, in the body. So rather than taking up residence in the world of thought, we take up residence in this embodied presence, this embodied vitality, here in this body, breathing. As we come to the end of this sitting, to check in again with your inner life, your quality of your inner being. How do you feel on the inside? And is it now at the end of this sitting? Is it more pleasant? More unpleasant? Is it more settled or more unsettled? Is it more calm or agitated? Is there more room for your breathing? Is there more contentment or discontent? And whatever you're feeling is okay. But perhaps it can also be a reference point to understand how other people might be feeling. There will be people who are feeling many of the same things you're feeling. People who will be feeling something very different, maybe the opposite. And to feel a connection with the inner life of others, that the quality of their being, of their aliveness, is something that pretty wonderful. The potential there is for happiness and joy, peace and safety and contentment. And to end this sitting with wishing well for others. Wishing for their inner life to be calm and settled and peaceful, happy, joyful. May it be that the way we live our life today, that we are also the caretakers of other people to create the conditions, offer the supportive conditions that others can be happy, peaceful, safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be deeply settled, happily on themselves.